Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are answering the question, is it fair for someone to live a wicked life and at the last moment get saved?
And Bill, to many, it doesn't seem fair that a person could lead a wicked life right up to the last moment and just prior to death become a Christian and go to heaven. Some would feel that person is deserving of hell. But the truth is, we all deserve hell. Remember, salvation is not based on our good works. We are all evil in God's sight. And it is only repentance on our part that brings salvation.
That's right.
And that's throughout the scriptures.
Exactly. You know, the point is, for God to save an extremely wicked man on his deathbed shows how loving and forgiving our God really is. His love is far beyond ours, as Romans 5:8 and Ephesians 3:19 state. You know, he is not trying to keep people out of heaven, but to get them in. You know, if we can get it in our minds that we can't earn our way to heaven, that it has nothing to do with our being good, then we can see how he can save a wretch at the last moment. Now look at the two malefactors or thieves on the cross. The one said, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." And this is in Luke 23:39. But the other thief answered, rebuking him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And that's in Luke 23:40-43.
And so the one was humble and knew he deserved his punishment. He also knew Jesus was God, was the Savior. He called on him at his last moment and Jesus saved him. And as you said, Bill, that's how good and loving God is. You and I might not always be that loving, but God will, and he's that merciful. Just imagine the other thief now has all eternity to think that he was right next to the only one who could have saved him from hell, and he didn't know it or didn't believe it.
That's right.
What an eternity of the deepest regret.
Oh, my goodness. You're hanging right next to the Savior of the universe, Savior of all mankind, and you don't take advantage of that. Oh, goodness. You know, I'm not saying that you can plan to live any way you want and then get saved at the last. No, God knows your heart, and only genuine repentance with a sorrowful heart brings salvation, as 2 Corinthians 7:9 states. Also, you don't know that you would even have an opportunity to get saved before you die. Many die suddenly. You know, do not take a chance with your soul. Once you die, it's too late. You would have an eternity to think about your foolish procrastination. So make the right choice today, as Deuteronomy 30:19 states. It says to choose life.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, and in that parable in Matthew 20:1-16, Jesus talks about workers in his vineyard. And the workers are hired at different times during the day, and some are hired at the end of the day. Yet they all receive the same wages, just as the ones who began their work at the beginning of the day. They had each agreed for a denarius for the day's work. And at the end of the day, when the landowner paid them each their pay, the workers complained about the one at the end of the day receiving the same pay. Jesus said in verse 13, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?"
So just as God's goodness was displayed in paying all the workers the same regardless of when they began their work, So the Lord grants salvation to the one who repents from their heart at the last moment, just as he granted salvation to the one who has been serving him many years. Now again, that doesn't mean they both will obtain the same rewards in heaven, as rewards are based on what a person does throughout their life for the God's kingdom. But salvation is not based on our efforts or our good works, but on God's mercy and grace. The gift of salvation is offered to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ with genuine repentance of their sin.
Exactly. That's why I think that parable is a great illustration.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and Bill, also another example of God's goodness is a man who gave his testimony. We had heard this many years ago, Dr. Donald Whitaker, and he was a professed atheist. He was a very successful man in the political realm in Oklahoma, and at this time, he was in the hospital dying of a disease called acute hemorrhagic necrotic pancreatitis. And he said, quote, "You don't live with this disease," quote. One night when he was beginning to die, he said, I was slipping out of my body, going down a dark tunnel. It was so, so very dark. And I had untold terror, because I knew that if I ever slipped all the way out of my body, I would never get back.
That's right. Now, you know, it's interesting. He wasn't even in hell. He was only on his way to hell in the darkness, and he was terrified. That terrified him, just that alone. And hell is a lot more. But he came back in his body and immediately wanted to get saved. So he called the only friend he had that was a Christian, and he got saved that very day. So my point is, look at God's mercy in giving him a glimpse of the pathway to hell and then bringing him back in order to call his one friend who was a Christian and be saved. So God rescued him at the last moment.
Exactly, Bill. You know, and people like that, when that happens to them, I'm sure someone, possibly this friend who led him to the Lord, someone was praying for him.
Well, it was his friend. He said that. He said his friend had been praying for him for a long time.
Oh, that's, see, well, there you go. Right. I always believe that. If you are praying for a loved one, don't give up, because God is hearing your prayers. And if they're not saved yet, they could very well get saved on their deathbed.
That's right.
And go to heaven.
That's right. One more example is Mickey Robinson. He was a pilot who was an atheist, and he had a near-death experience after his plane crashed. And he was slipping out of his body in the hospital and said this, "The darkness that encompassed me was something more terrifying than evil. This was total emptiness, waiting to penetrate and swallow all that made me alive. And I was helpless, totally incapable of saving myself. I experienced an agony more terrible than being burned alive. I knew if the darkness swallowed me, I would be imprisoned in an empty world with no windows and no doors. I would cry for help, yet never be heard. And this aloneness would be final, non-negotiable, never-ending, forever. Shivering in terror, I watched the last eclipse of light disappearing. Then, like a drowning man gasping for air, my spirit screamed out the same words I had prayed that night before in intensive care. God, I'm sorry. I want to live. Please give me another chance. And just as they escaped my lips, I found myself standing in heaven. A living, breathing glory enfolded me. And although I could not see any form or shape, I knew it was a person. The magnificence of this person pierced me like a laser. All power, all wisdom, all splendor, and all love. Nothing mattered except to remain in this presence. Love drenched me like a flood. This pure being clothed in perfect light. Now God sent him back, and he became a Christian and has been serving God ever since." Now again, he was terrified, and he was only engulfed in the darkness.
And he was just a moment away from perishing. Right?
Right.
In hell.
Exactly. The doctor said it was a miracle he survived in the first place, but God sent him back, kept him alive. He got saved. But my point again is he was terrified over the darkness and he wasn't even in hell.
Yes,
just
exactly.
On his way.
Just on his way again, just seeing a glimpse.
That's right.
Right? And you can see how good God is. All he's looking for is a person to turn their heart, just that little bit. Like right. Just to cry out, Lord, save me, or Jesus, forgive me, or God, help me. And, you know, right. That's all it takes. And then here's God at the 11th hour when they're about to slip into eternity. He saves them.
Right, and if you read his book, he was an atheist. He mocked God. He laughed at God, the idea of God. But then when he called out on God, when he was really in terror, you know, God heard him and
exactly.
saved him. That's, like you said, God's great mercy.
That's so people can definitely be saved at the last moment. And throughout people's lives, God attempts to reach people and warn them of hell. He has many others share the way of salvation so they can experience eternal life now as his child and for all eternity be with him in heaven. And he shows mercy to all. It's available to everyone. It's man's stubborn and rebellious heart that rejects the Lord's warnings and his great love for them.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.